A substitute teacher in Connecticut faces up to 40 years in prison for exposing students to pornography. Diane Orson, a member station WNPR, has the story.
In October 2004, Julie Amaro was assigned to cover a seventh-grade class at Kelly Middle School in Norwich, Connecticut. School tutor Maria Helen Layton remembers seeing Amaro in the teacher's room that day.
She came in looking very distraught and said, "I don't know what to do. I've been calling the office. Nobody will help me." And she said, "This awful stuff is coming in over the computer."
The regular classroom teacher had logged onto the computer that morning. Amaro then used it to send an email to her husband before making a quick trip to the bathroom. When she returned to class, students had arrived and reviewing a hairstyle website. The regular teacher left and told Amaro not to shut off the computer. The students went back to their seats. Not long after, a deluge of pornographic ads flooded the computer screen. Students say Amaro tried to block their view, but several saw the graphic images. Each time Amaro clicked, the barrage continued, lasting all day.
There were porn sites on the computer, and I think the big issue is how they got there.
Rod Muller, president of the school's PTO, says school officials responded appropriately. 2 days later, Amaro was told she would not teach at the school again.
With all of the notoriety we've had with students and teachers having sexual relations, I would imagine there's a high degree of, care being taken to prevent anything erupting within our school system.
Amaro was later arrested and charged with risk of injury to a minor. She turned down a plea bargain that would have kept her out of prison. Attorneys would not talk about the case, but according to court transcripts, state prosecutors told the jury that Amaro was actively searching the web for porn during class and did not do enough to protect students from viewing the lewd images. The prosecution relied heavily on testimony by Norwich Computer Crimes Police Officer Mark Lounsbury, who used a search tool called Computer Cop in his investigation of the computer.
The tool simply does what it's told to do. It searches for certain things that you tell it to search for.
Lounsbury admitted in court that his investigation did not include a search for spyware, adware, or viruses that could have caused the computer to go to porn websites without the user clicking on them. The case for the defense hinged on testimony by its expert witness, Herbert Horner, who runs his own firm, Contemporary Computer Consultants.
The drive was infected with adware and spyware. This happened days, if not a month, before she arrived.
Horner says the antivirus software was outdated and there was no firewall.
It's like having a bank where the money is placed out on the counters with no protection at all.
But Horner was not allowed to present details of his findings to the court because the defense attorney had not made them available to the prosecutor before the trial. When asked why she didn't just pull the plug or turn off the monitor, the 40-year-old Amaro, a self-proclaimed computer illiterate, said she did not know how.
Teachers across the country should pull the plugs on the computers in their classroom if they feel at any point that those computers are not adequately protected.
Alex Eckelberry is head of Sunbelt Software, a Florida-based anti-spyware firm that's researching the case for Amaro's appeal. He says all teachers should have basic computer training, and schools should maintain proper security software on their equipment. None of the computers at Kelly Middle School had firewall protection. Norwich school officials declined to be interviewed for this story. Julie Amaro will be sentenced on March 29th. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.